You're with SBS Radio.
SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਸੁਮੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਤੇ ਦੋਸਤੋ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਜਾਣੀ ਪਛਾਣੀ ਸਪੋਕਨ ਵਰਡ ਆਰਟਿਸਟ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਨੇ। ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਨੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਪਲੇਠਾ ਹਿੱਪ ਹੌਪ ਸਿੰਗਲ ਕੁਲੈਕਟੇਬਲਸ ਰਿਲੀਜ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ। ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਗੋਟ ਟੈਲੈਂਟ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਚਰਚਾ 'ਚ ਆਈ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਦੀਆਂ ਲਿਖਤਾਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਡਾਇਓਸਪਰਾ ਫਸਟ ਜਨਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਪੀੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੱਭਿਆਚਾਰਕ ਉਲਝਣਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਆਓ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਤਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ ਨਵੇਂ ਉੱਦਮ ਬਾਰੇ ਵਿਸਥਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਣਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ 'ਚ ਗੂੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ।
ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਫੋਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ।
ਜੀ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ੁਬਾਨੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਟਰੈਕ ਬਾਰੇ ਥੋੜਾ ਵਿਸਥਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੱਸੋ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ। ਹੁਣ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆਜ਼ ਗੋਟ ਟੈਲੈਂਟ ਉਹ ਆਈ ਸੀ ਸੈਮੀ ਫਾਈਨਲਿਸਟ, ਮੈਂ ਪੋਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ, ਸਾਡਾ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨ ਸਿੱਖ ਹੈਰੀਟੇਜ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਸੀ। ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਇਟਸ ਬੀਨ ਮੈਨੀ ਈਅਰਸ ਨਾਓ ਐਂਡ ਆਈਵ ਬੀਨ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਆਰਟਸ ਇੰਡਸਟਰੀ, ਆਈਵ ਬੀਨ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਥੀਏਟਰ ਸ਼ੋਜ਼, ਆਈਵ ਬੀਨ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਿਲਮ ਇੰਡਸਟਰੀ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਫੀਲ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਈ ਨੀਡ ਅ ਪਲੇਸ to speak my truth. And I used to do poetry, but now I thought, you know what, I want to make people dance. I want them to listen to my lyrics, but I also want them to kind of like enjoy the music as well. And I think it's a nice combination to bring the poetry and add some music.
ਜੀ ਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ। ਜੇ ਆਰਟ ਫਾਰਮ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰੀਏ ਤਾਂ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਮੇਨ ਸਟ੍ਰੀਮ ਰਿਹਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਦਾ, ਅਤੇ ਹਿਪ ਹੌਪ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਤੇ ਕੁਝ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖਾਸ ਸਿਖਲਾਈ ਵੀ ਲਈ ਕਿ ਤੋ ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੇ ਲਈ?
ਨਹੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ, ਓ ਮਾਈ ਗੋਡ, ਆਈ ਕਾਂਟ ਸਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਆਲ, ਬਟ ਆਈ ਮੀਨ ਆਈ ਓਬਵੀਅਸਲੀ ਗਰੂ ਅਪ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਐਟ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਲਰਨ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ, ਆਈ ਜਸਟ ਡੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਈ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਰੈਪਿੰਗ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਇਟਸ ਫੈਮਿਲੀਅਰ, ਆਈ ਲਾਈਕ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਦੋਸ ਲਿਰਿਕਸ, and it's very similar to poetry, so that's yeah. Why a lot of hip hop artists, they actually started off as poets, but no training, just lots of passion and lots of listening to other artists.
Bilkul Sujit, te collectible da matlab samjhao, hook line thodi hai ki not your collectible, educate yourself, is da matlab srutiya nu thoda vistar vich?
Ha, like sometimes when we're progressing in Australia with representation and we're trying to be more diverse and we're trying to have more people that look like us on screen, on stage, in music, and even our workplaces, it's not just an arts industry thing, it's every workplace, you know, is trying to do these diversity initiatives. But I think I sometimes struggle when we get told that we're just there for show. And I think what I've found in my experience is that people don't mind having my face, my body on screen or on a poster, but they sometimes don't like what I've got to say. So I thought, you know what, I'm not here to be collected. You can't just collect us up, put us on a shelf. You know how at home sometimes you have a trophy shelf, you put all your nice, you know, crystal and nice ornaments, nice souvenirs. Well, I use that as a metaphor in this song to say, you know, we're not just a trophy. We're not just something shiny you look at. But I actually want us to make meaningful change as people who come from different backgrounds, different communities. We've got so much to offer. You know, there's some lyrics in the song that talk about how, you know, you're happy with us in Australia to be Uber drivers, to be food delivery workers, to work as cleaners, to work in the jobs that you don't want to do. Hmm. But suddenly when we want to become CEOs, and we want to run organizations, or I want to be a producer in film, suddenly people have a lot of issue with that, and they make it quite hard. And that's only it's not everyone's experience, it's just currently what I've been going through. I think there's other friends of mine that have told me about this, but I think that I really want us to question Harmony Week and International Women's Day and all these things, like what's deeper, what's the deeper layer of what's actually going on? And I think I'm just asking us, and I've even put a Punjabi verse in there. Yeah. My Punjabi's not very good, but I thought, you know what, I really want to speak to my community. I really care about my community, and I want them to kind of come on board and start, you know, let's really raise our voices and do it in a way that's really clever. Mm-hmm. It makes people think.
ਸੁੱਚੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਸਟਰਗਲਰ ਦੀ ਭਾਵਨਾ ਸਾਡੇ 'ਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਨਾਲੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੌਂਗ 'ਚ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੈਂਟਸ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਦੀ ਲਾਈਫ ਫੋਰਸ ਨੇ, ਬਟ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਥੋਰਿਟੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀ, ਸਟਰਗਲਰ ਦਾ ਟੈਗ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ, ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਟੈਕਲ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ?
I think that it takes people in a very small sense. Like, for an example, if you're in a workplace and you have people around you that aren't from, are white or are from a white Australian, and they actually have a lot of power to actually help. And I think it comes from not only our community understanding and being a bit more aware, but also comes from people from different communities actually helping each other out. I've had so many examples where I wouldn't be who I am today and I wouldn't have the success I had today if it wasn't for people to actually share that power with me. And I think if we can really share that power, we can all, the last line is we can all become free. We can all be equal. We can all benefit from being in this beautiful country. But unfortunately, if people at the top who are maybe afraid of sharing that power, then I don't know, that creates a bit of an unequal society. And I think as Sikhs, we've always wanted equality. But sometimes when we've come to Australia, we forget that in Australia we've also got inequality. And what can we do to share that with each other? So whether it's, in your family having these conversations about what's happening in different generations, what's happening in school, what's happening in the workplace, what's happening in university. Maybe giving people a go. And yes, mentoring is great. I know that's a very popular thing right now to have people that are more experienced mentoring others, and that can be done in a really beautiful way. But I also think that we need pathways that actually achieve success, that we can actually move towards these steps and keep getting better and better and having more decision-making power. If we could have that in the government level, and then it really does trickle down. So I think in my way, in my industry, in the arts industry, I'm really pushing for more producers that come from, Sikh backgrounds, to come from different backgrounds, because when it comes to the storytellers, the actors, all the other team, ultimately the producer has all the power. So if you're giving all your power to a white company or other very powerful institutions in Australia, then it feels like, your story gets lost and it's not told in the way that you want to tell it. So I think each industry has its own own battles when it comes.
Mm-hmm. ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਬੋਰਨ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫਸਟ ਜਨਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨ, ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਹਮਣਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਫੀਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਯੰਗ ਨਵੇਂ ਇਮੀਗ੍ਰੈਂਟਸ ਜਾਂ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟਸ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲਈ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕੀ ਰਾਏ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ?
Yeah, that's exactly. That's, that demographic, the student population, the new migrant population, is someone that I really thought of when I wrote this song. Because I do feel like they still cop a lot of racism. There is such harsh conditions. You get treated not very nice, and yet you're expected to work so hard to contribute to society. And I think that I really want you to know that, even though I'm born here and I've received a lot of privileges of being born in Australia, I still recognise that each generation of Sikh migrants, of Indian migrants, we're all experiencing something different, but we all can come together. I think sometimes there's a bit of conflict between all of us. Depending on how long you've been in Australia, there's this silly competition. Whereas I think we all need to hear each other out and actually understand, let's actually come together and support each other, because we're all experiencing some sort of hardship, some sort of racism. And I think that we need to, I really do think that we need to start advocating for these rights and taking it to the parliament, taking it. And there's there are beautiful people out there that are doing that work, that are actually advocating for the rights of Indian students, but I feel like I just want more. I just feel like it's not as visible. And maybe the mainstream Australia, they're still a bit apathetic about these issues because it doesn't affect them. And I think I just want more voices out there and finding unique and creative ways to talk about these things. I hope you really like this song. I hope that I wrote it for our community. I've been sharing it with people that inspired the song for me, because I found it very hard working in certain workplaces where I wasn't heard, I wasn't respected, and I had to write a song about it. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to email it to them one day, and hopefully they'll understand what I was talking about. Because sometimes, you know, a song can actually make change rather than me constantly talking about it. Sometimes you never know how people are going to be inspired.
Yeah, you're the token, an Aussie slogan, fresh off the boat, or a proud bogan. You're the slum dog, they're your saviour. You're the complex, a white Australia. You're the mentee, not the mentor. The advisor, not the director. You're the IT guy or the Uber ride. Would you like a sever pickle, veg or rice on the side? Would you like a sever pickle, veg or rice on the side? Would you like a sever pickle, veg or rice on the side? Would you like a sever pickle, veg or rice on the side? You're the trauma porn on Struggle Street. Your time to shine is in Harmony Week. You're hospitable, humble, grateful and kind. Your Fego is coming, just give it more time. You're the collectible, when you collect that dust you'll be replaceable, cause it's not too much to find another new recruit that comes ticking the boxes. It's diversity,
diversity.
Not your collectible, educate yourself. Not your collectible, get me off your shelf. Not your collectible, you really need some help. Not just another trophy here to help collect your wealth.
Not your collectible.
I'm joking, then check yourself, because I don't want to be just another up on your shelf. And if this sounds like you, then protect yourself. Recognize identities, enrich societies. With fairness and justice, we will achieve equality.
Facebook ute SBS Punjabi nu like karo, sanja karo ate apne vichar vi pragtao.